Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program which highlights positive developments at the secondary level. On today's program, we get to know a little bit more about the Maypen High School and its long-serving principal, Winston Preddy. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. If you're looking for a tranquil learning environment that fosters academic, social, and personal development grounded within Christian principles, then look no further than the Maypen High School. As its name suggests, this private school is located in Maypen, Clarendon, and has been in operation for over 60 years, providing quality education and training for hundreds of students. Despite its private school status, Principal Winston E. Preddy, who has been at the school for over 40 years, says all students are welcome. In fact, he describes Maypen High as an elite school for the poor.
If you come to Maypen and you walk down the street and say Maypen High School, they'll tell you that is the school. If they want to say, what's the best disciplined school you can find? Maypen High School. Right now, there's hardly anybody you could ever meet who doesn't know about the Maypen High School.
Maypen High is a small school serving about 400 students at its prep and high school departments combined. Principal Preddy says this is by design. The aim, he says, is to make an impact on each student as far as possible. So class sizes are small and students receive lots of individual attention. In fact, a familial environment is encouraged.
The classrooms are not overcrowded. In some big school, you can do that because you can hide behind somebody else. But here you can't hide.
Principal Preddy says the overall goal is to produce students who are well-rounded and strong ambassadors for the school's values.
We're going to teach the children social graces. We want you to learn to eat properly, to dine. We want you to learn to dress properly and put your ties and your shirt. Why do you wear that plaid with that stripe and that floral? Are you not junko?
Speaking of academics, Mr. Preddy says the school has maintained high standards and has even become standard bearers in many areas.
In foods, for all the years, as far back as I can remember, 100% pass in GC, and now we are at CXC with it, and still 100% pass. We have been ranked in English some years ago with getting 2 ranking in the whole island in English, and a 3 ranking in Spanish for all of them. We do very well in math. If we make national norms, we have failed.
As an incentive, students who pass CSEC exams with ones will receive $1,000 and $2,000 if they pass with a distinction. Principal Preddy says he recently paid one student $12,000 for obtaining 8 subjects with 4 distinctions.
Other big schools get the children who make the highest grade. But she said, you give me those who didn't do that, and I can use those and beat you at all craft.
The school has facilities catering to most, if not all, extracurricular activities. Mr. Preddy is set, however, on introducing a music program.
This is an elite school for the poor, so we buy violins. Right now I'm wanting to buy some flute for some girls. I want a trombone, but I like a girl to play it. At university, I found out that in the music department were the most refined people. They dressed properly, they looked properly, they were always properly. They thought of themselves as being class. And I want my children to be class.
The school's teachers do come in for special commendation for their dedicated and distinguished service.
The teachers we have really stayed long, 28 years. 21 years, they are there. We are committed to the task. And a child has done very well. We just love it.
Principal of Maypen High School, Winston E. Preddy. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.